The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with Full Band, All Saint and A-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgen, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.
Hello, delightful listeners.
Great to have you on board. Another fun day on air, hanging with me, mates. Talking about our times.
Well, you're mates.
Aw, yeah, bloody hell.
Just because we're a week in doesn't mean we're not connected.
Oh. Yeah, by next week. Enemy, back Hello. To enemies.
Yeah, that makes even better radio.
Podcasts, they're a new medium. Yep, you know, this is the future. So you're in the future right now. So congratulations. Well done.
Mm. Hope you won Powerball.
Sleeping was hard last night and I'm beginning to hate the sound of my fan. And I'm like, is the fan worse or is the heat worse? It's really tough, boys.
Don't you find fans are just that nice, mesmerizing, continual sound that just rocks you off to a deeper sleep?
The white noise.
The white noise. Yeah.
Who's ready for a hot tip?
I'm ready for a hot tip.
Okay. Here comes a hot tip. I don't remember who told me this, but it was a smart science guy who was also an airline pilot. And which means I do remember, but don't want to say his name. He told me that when you have a fan, you don't point it into the room. You point it towards the door because it blows the hot air out.
Oh, wow.
It sucks it from the back. It takes the hot air in the room and then pushes it through the door.
Yeah, but you have to keep the door open, though.
Yes.
I don't want the door open while I sleep. The baddies will get in.
I said it to a cafe owner unprovoked in the CBD yesterday. Didn't go well.
Okay. Well, to take your theory to the next level, you know, roof fans, they have a switch on them and they can push or blow or push or suck. So they either lift the air up and get the hot air away from you or they can push the air down onto your skin. Mm.
Or we could all just stop being tired asses and get an aircon.
Welcome to fan chat if you've just switched on. By the way, what a way to start the day. But look, it is going to be another warm one. 32 in the city, 41 in the west. Guys. Yeah, look, we've got $50,000 on offer this morning with the Secret Sound after 8 o'clock. Yeah, you could win $10,000 after 7 with Alpha Bucks. But
yawn.
Every person that gets on the show this morning will win a pool.
A pool?
Yeah.
A pool?
An inflatable.
Are you serious?
Yeah, an inflatable. Yeah,
$49.
Inflatable pool. But a pool, guys.
A pool. Oh, whole family's hopping in the pool.
Yep. What's a summer in Australia without diving into a cool inflatable pool with the kiddies?
So,
and Granddaddy will come to your house in his budgie smugglers and fill it up with the hose.
There you go.
Not only that, I will clean the pool.
Good.
Okay. Okay.
Wink, wink.
If you want to win an inflatable pool this morning, every person that gets on air, it's yours. So call us 131060. So hot weather covered.
Yep.
Ash, brilliant, amazing, fantastic music news to start the show as well.
Amazing music news. First of all, we're kicking it off with one of my favourite bands ever, Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, they are coming to Australia.
Yeah.
Tickets are going on sale next Friday. If you want to see the whole crew, minus Lindsay plus Finn, which
Even
is
better.
Fun. Bit of Finn's, bit of fun. It's happening in August. Get your tickets to livenation.com.au. If you've ever seen Fleetwood Mac live, you will know this will blow your tiny mind. They are the best.
We're giving everyone that calls us this morning the chance to win a pool.
A pool.
Yes. I mean,
if you had the choice between 100 million and a big W pool, obviously you're going to go the latter option. But the 100 million will be the icing on the cake, really. Chan in Liverpool. It's going to be hot. Good morning, darling. Have you got aircon at home, doll?
No, I don't. I've got like a home from the 70s and it actually gets hotter inside the house than it is outside the house.
On it becomes an oven.
Now, did you hear my incredible fact about fans, Chan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, are you going to utilise this incredible fact and face the fans out
I'll
the door?
I'll give it a go, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate that. Good on you, Chan. That's why you're ahead of the curve.
Please ring in and tell us tomorrow if Ed Cavalier is wrong.
You get a pool, Chan. You got a pool, Chan.
Definitely get a pool. Good on you, darling. Matt in Penrith. Oh, I feel so for people in Penrith only because that's where when the people on the radio point out that it's 30 degrees in the city and then they go, but in Penrith it's going to be 40 degrees. It's like a reminder that it's hot. Do you feel the pain, Maddie?
Yeah, I do.
That's tough, mate.
You know what? We need to say no to exhaustion and say no to heat stroke, mate, because we have a blow-up pool for you too, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's a special day for you today, Matt.
Yeah, it's for 40th today.
Oh,
happy birthday!
Hey, Matt, I've got a serious question for you, Matt. Are you having a 40th birthday party?
I think I'm getting a surprise one, but I'm not meant to know.
Oh. Well, it's on the radio, so we may as well rock up then. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
No, you're not like a 40th birthday party Grinch. Like you don't want one, like it.
No.
All right, because I'm turning 40 this year, Matt, and I've told I'm not having a 40th under any circumstances.
Is that because you're just denying the fact that 40's coming, Ed, or you're just not a party guy?
No, I just don't want to have a party.
Why not? You've got lots of friends.
Celebration your life.
Great friends.
Yeah, I just think it's orkies. I don't like birthday parties. They're orkies.
Oh, well, Matt, we hope your birthday's great and a little more.
What a great way to bring down the mood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I've
got a great way to bring up the mood because Grant Denyer, I would like you to tell us. Just remind me, why is it hotter in the west than the city?
I'm out. This is my headphones hitting the desk.
Is it official weather, man?
Yeah, well, it's just like you got to remember those Blue Mountains, mate. They stop any of the air moving, so they just kind of sit in what's kind of like a convection oven.
Yeah, so
none of that sea breeze can kind of push all that hot air away. Banks up against the Blue Mountains. That's why it's hotter in the west.
They need a giant fan facing outside the Blue Mountains, just pushing all the hot air out.
Do you know what I call it? When you talk, Grant, I call that a sea breeze.
Hey, that's going to take him a second to understand. And when he gets it, he'll be very offended.
Grant, Ash, this Opal Tower situation, the report was released a couple of days ago now saying structurally sound, but there are issues with the building. Well, try telling that to the poor residents that were evacuated on Christmas Eve, and a lot of them still aren't back into their own home. And one of those poor, unfortunate people is Asan, who joins us on the line. G'day, Asan.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're okay, mate. Where do you live right now?
We're living in one unit that we rented from Airbnb.
But you're renting in Opal Tower, so you're paying rent in a building you're not allowed to go into.
Yes, we are still paying rent. But, the agreement that we have, the rental agreement and the Tenancy Act, says that if the unit that you're living in and renting becomes uninhabitable or unusable, the rent should be reduced significantly or removed.
How were you all told that you had to get out of your apartment in Opal?
Initially on Christmas Eve, it was around, I think, 3 o'clock that the evacuation alarm went off. When we got downstairs, we saw the police and security guards and also some firefighters. And police told us that the building is at risk of collapsing. We were out of home on that day until around 1 a.m. on Christmas Day morning.
How do you feel about potentially going back in there? Do you want to? Does it feel safe? Is this now too terrifying for you to consider?
It is a little bit concerning because of the lack of information that we are getting from the parties who are actually involved in the investigation and rectification.
Asan, what's the outcome that you would love? If you could have your way today, what would the outcome be?
First of all, I just want to know what happened. Even if all the engineers in the world say that it is safe, when you don't know what actually happened, you don't feel 100% safe.
No, you don't want to be afraid of your own home, not in this country, in a brand new building.
Well, Asan, thanks for talking to us today, man. Best of luck. We hope it all works out for you, man. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you. Bye.
You know, we lived in an apartment block in Piermont that ended up having to have millions and millions of dollars worth of repairs because they found water behind the walls that came down, and one apartment was deemed uninhabitable, and they got their money back. They got their money back, but the builder had gone broke.
Of course he had.
You couldn't find the builder, and so it ended up having to go to the council, which was one of the first times that that's ever happened. I think this is going to happen. There's a lot of buildings that went up very, very quickly.
At the same time,
and I think this is
corners
just
cut.
Yeah, I feel
council's paid.
We moved out of an apartment on Ray Street in the city because the strata was so high, because the building was so damaged that the repair bill was so high that we just couldn't afford the strata to live there anymore, and we had to move.
You need to move to the Philippines where I live. We lived on the 28th floor and there was an earthquake, and I woke up in the middle of the night and the whole building was swaying.
Oh my God.
Guys came the next day, nah, she's fine.
Jesus. Nothing to see.
Bamboo structure.
Lived there 3 more years.
Big Powerball tonight, guys, worth $100 million. And you're probably sitting there going, oh, what's the point? I'll buy a ticket, nothing will happen. However, we're not here to help you. Psychic Ed.
Oh, that's why he's rubbing his temples for the last help. 2 minutes.
Yep, Psychic Ed is here. As people know this, I am a psychic. I just have to say my mantra. Okay, spirits, time to enter me one at a time, please. And I will be giving away the winning. Come on, guys. Form a queue. There's what we're going to do is I'm going to give away the winning Powerball numbers one number at a time. And the first number, it's coming to me now, is 14.
I'm writing that down now.
That's all the spirits have got.
Ed, I wasn't really aware that you were Ed the Mystical. I don't know if I believe you. What were your previous predictions? Like, have you got any runs on the board?
Yes, I got you a Gold Logie and a radio award last year, and you deserve neither. So that's already...
Okay.
Psychics aren't supposed to be mean. They're supposed to encourage people to live their best lives.
You can let go of your crystal balls now, too, by the way. You've done it. If you dropped your number.
Does Psychic Ed have any suggestions, any hints perhaps for Alpha Bucks, which we are doing next, for anyone that's wanting to call up 131060? Yep.
Yes, I do. Call 131060.
There you go.
He's Psychic good. Ed, he's good.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. 7.08, not just playing more music when you wake up on Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London, giving you the chance to win a whole heap of cash, this time around $10,000 with Alpha Bucks.
Katrina from Mount Druitt is now on the phone, ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks MC. And I feel for Katrina, you know why? Mount Druitt, wow, today and tomorrow, water. It's going to be like hell out there with the heat.
That's it.
Pushing nearly 50 degrees. You got any way you're going to try and sort of outdo it or try and escape the heat?
I'm going to win $10,000 today on Alpha Bucks and get on a air-conditioned plane to Bali.
Yeah. I love that confidence from Katrina. That's the winning attitude, babe. You've got this in the bag, sister.
That's it. I sure do.
Let's do it.
Bring it
on. That plan firing. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter N. N for Nelly. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand if we can do them all. If you don't want to answer, just say pass and then we'll move on to the next one. You must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready, Katrina? Best of luck. Your letter is N. Here we go.
Yep.
Name a fruit.
Nectarine.
Something you read.
Novel.
A planet.
Neptune.
A female celebrity.
Neve Campbell.
A profession.
Nurse.
R&B artist.
Oh, far out. Pass.
NRL team.
Newcastle Knights.
Brand of coffee.
Pass.
Fictional character.
Homer Simpson.
An African
African
country.
African country. Oh, can we give her Homer Simpson? There's an N in there.
You could add Ned Flanders.
That's a good one. Katrina, congratulations. You've won yourself $500.
And that's not the most exciting part.
Yeah, what else does she get, GD?
You get a blow-up inflatable pool.
Yay!
Yay!
Everybody that calls up this morning, everybody that gets on air, obviously wins one of these pools. Inflate your summer with Big W. Visit bigw.com.au for the full range, and we'll do Alpha Bucks again tomorrow. Now, look, I'm sure there are a lot of people that have been turning on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, thinking, I don't know who these famous people are. Don't worry, we're with you. But, Ed, you've found an expert that can clear everything up.
Yep. Someone in my family, very close to me, who is, a little bit older, has said to me they've watched it for the first time and then has described to me who the celebrities are without knowing their name. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has had a resurgence. I didn't think it was going to work this year. We've been talking about how there wasn't really that big of celebrities, but the numbers are in and it's doing well.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Is it because there's nothing else but sport on the telly for people like me who aren't interested? They go, I'll watch this.
It hasn't done these numbers in a long time. It's going nuts. And to be honest, there's not enough people, I think, eating ostrich anus on television these days. So who doesn't want more of that?
Just to clarify, did that really happen on the show?
Yeah, man.
That's for no one.
Vulgar. But I'm old school. If I want to eat an ostrich's anus, I'll catch it and do it live. So,
because you're a real man.
So, shockingly, my mum, who's a very smart lady, very sort of ABC sort of person who, would never watch a show like this. I saw her the other day and she just says out of nowhere, "Are you watching I'm a Celebrity?" And I was like, "No, wow, you are?" She's like, "Yeah, I caught it the other day and I thought it was quite funny."
Wow.
So then I thought, here comes some fun.
Great.
Because there's no big names in it this year, right? But I thought, all right, I'll get my mum to describe the people to me and see if I can work out who these people are.
Even though
I sort of knew some of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you these. I wrote them down. These are my mum's descriptions of the people in the jungle, and you see if you can guess who these people are.
Cool. Okay.
Let's start with an easy one.
that AK Rochester, who I'd be happy to never see again in my life.
So she means AJ Rochester, yes, who used to host The Biggest Loser.
Yep, there we go.
Loves, loves a paparazzi bikini photo shoot at the beach.
Here sure we go, does. If you know this one.
Richard Richard, he's a nice guy.
Who does she mean?
That'd be Richard Reed, the yes, gossip guy from morning television.
Yep, okay.
The girl who pulled a face on camera and was never seen again.
This one, the newsreader. Natasha, yeah.
Who does she mean? What did she, yeah, who is that person?
Remember
what happened?
She was doing a news cross read on the desk and yeah, it came back to her too quickly. She didn't know she was on the air and she was pulling a funny face. And
she's
then she
holding,
went,
oh, holding a pan and she was startled and she lost her job over it.
It's bull crap.
Wow. Okay, about this one.
Do we want to include someone else gets to play? Listener. Yeah.
Okay, all right,
Trish
here
in Camden's desperate to win a pool but also wants to play. Hi, Trish. See if you can guess Ed's mum's descriptions, okay?
Okay, you ready?
I've been listening, so I'll give it a go.
Okay. That disgraced politician. What a fame-hungry creep.
Oh, well, there's two. Is it Sam?
Yeah, Dastiari.
No,
you got it. Yeah.
Good on you, Trish. You got a pull.
Yeah, you got a pull for that one, which is more than he does. This is my favourite one to go out of. This one I absolutely love. Some stupid-looking guy that was on The Bachelor.
Oh.
I think she means Chris Brown.
Don't be mean. We love Chris.
Good fun.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Now, doesn't the internet love a challenge? I think it kicked off with the ice water challenge, which did have some sort of a challenging element. But now we're doing lame shit like the 10-year challenge. There's nothing challenging about it at all, is there? It's just an excuse for people to show off hot photos of them now and say, look how hot I am 10 years
on. I've still got it.
Exactly.
No, it's nice to reflect, though. Isn't it nice to look back, you know, 10 years ago? Like 10 years ago, Ed Cavalli looked like K.D. Lang. Google it, because he actually did.
The hair. Yourself a favour, Sydney. Google Ed Cavalli 2009. It's delicious.
Some of my favourites out there, though, and it's hard to beat these. It was good to see our very own Chappelle Corby get in on the 10-year challenge because it's great. She's put these two pictures up. One of her is behind bars in Corrobican jail and the other is her, like, right now on a beach just living her absolute
good
life.
Good on you, Chappelle.
With the caption, been a rough trot, better now, # turbulent.
Yes.
But I think the ultimate winner in the 10-year challenge has to go to Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Because, wow, what 10 years has done for that person.
Yeah,
10 years ago,
you can't trump her.
A man, now a woman. Mm. So ultimately, you win.
Yeah, she wins.
Can you go 10 years ahead as well? Like, can you go what you think you'll look like in 10 years' time?
Oh, yeah.
There's probably an app for that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll be Caitlin Cavalli.
You're not.
Maybe you will, and in which case, fine, if that's what you want to do.
Ah, yeah, let's not worry about that sort of, we have to say that. Yep. All right, Grant Denyer.
You're the guy who looks back, but I had a little bit of a look back, and I went, what was I doing in 2009?
What were you doing?
And then I remembered it was pretty much the worst situation of my life. I'd just been in a monster truck crash where I'd broken my back. I'd blown my back open and I shattered a vertebra into 11 pieces.
That's not fun.
Fairly horrible experience. And I spent sort of the next 4 months lying flat on my back in hospital trying to recover. It was for a bloke who lives life pedal to the metal. It was one of the most horrific things with then being completely unable to live your life when you'd lived it flat out.
Was there a moment where you actually, where they said you might never walk? Like, was that a possibility?
Yeah, there was. Because a lot of the shards were very close to the spinal cord and we elected not to operate. So there was a better chance of 100% recovery if we didn't operate. However, if I had have moved, if I had have flinched, if I had have just slightly jolted my body, one of those shards could have penetrated the spinal cord and that could have been game over.
So you were still for 4 months?
Yeah. In fact, I did an interview with Matthew White on Today Tonight and this is how it went.
I had a moment in the hospital where I'd actually had a reaction to some very strong painkillers and blacked out for a while and came back, woke up and thought that everything to that point had been a dream. And I was actually paralysed. I had no control over my arms or my legs, and I could only move my eyes. And I turned to my girlfriend, Cheryl, and I didn't think I was going to walk again.
How was it like for you to hear that? I mean, you don't, it's, you know what I mean? For you to, for us to hear that, I never remember seeing that interview. It's confronting. What's it like to hear yourself hear that?
I'm not a dude who tends to look backwards very much. I tend to look forward as to what the next challenge, what the next goal, what the next victory is, what the next bit of fun I'm going to find is. To look back is actually, it's pretty horrific, to be honest.
But what,
it was a turbulent time after that, because the one thing that nobody ever tells you when you do an injury and the hospital never leaves you, never lets you go, telling you, is that the medication is often worse than the actual injury itself. And the things that it can do to your head are so profound.
How long were you
horrific.
On medication for?
3 months.
God. And in that you called her your girlfriend Cheryl. She's now your wife, Shezzy.
Yeah.
That must have drawn you so much closer together during...
We'd only just started dating. Like, so we were just fresh in this relationship, and unfortunately then she was subjected to being my carer for the next 3 months. You know, I ended up having, after that incident that happened in the hospital, you know, my surgeon elected to get me out of there and said, you can rehabilitate at home. And then we had a hospital bed at home, and we just did it there. But like the medication is so bad, and this is where so many people fall into a trap where they have an injury, that they can get stuck for the next 5 years on medication. Like I would have hallucinate where I would, you couldn't tell the difference between your dreams and reality. So the moment you close your eyes, you go into your worst, most horrific fears. Ugh. And when you wake up, you don't know the difference between that being real or not. So I would, I could barely walk. I would wake up from a horrific dream, and I would go and try and find my wife, thinking there was a home invasion, and thinking that she was being sexually attacked.
Jesus.
So although I couldn't walk, I would crawl along the floor to try and fight off attackers that just weren't there,
and
she would be sitting on a computer.
How do you get out of that hell? How long did that actually take you to feel like you were a normal human being again?
Quite a long time. You know, Shezzy was profound in getting me off the medication, and we did it cold turkey, and we did it hard, and that's an ugly process, and that can do a lot of damage to a relationship, because you tend to say things that you do not mean and you have no control over because of the roller coaster of emotions. But we you know, we got there, but it wasn't easy, mate. It was
How
not
is
easy.
How is that? I mean, her to stand by you, because you're not as if you'd been together for 5 years when it happened. So for her to stand by you in that initial phase and then turn into a carer and then turn into a person who was helping someone get off their medication, what a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. The things that I said to her, mate, I'm still very much ashamed of.
But as you say, it wasn't you, Grant. That wasn't
no.
you. Shezzy knows that you would never say those sorts of things to her in any other situation. Do you know what I mean?
No, not at all. You're not you, and she could see through that. But it's a very difficult period, and I expected her to run for the hills and never come back. And that's testimony to her character and her as a human being to get me through that period, and for us to still be together and being in the place where we are right now is.
You're the best. You have an amazing family. You guys are so dedicated to each other. I mean, the last time I took a photo of you guys, she was just sitting next to you on the couch. She's like, oh, let me get a nice photo. And she put her hand on your penis. So she obviously, the love is still there. It was like a straight to the penis.
Shezzy Daniel
loves it. 10 years later, we're glad that you're here with us at Today FM.
We love you guys.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, mate. You've done well.
They reckon 1 in 3 Australians will buy a ticket in tonight's Powerball draw worth $100 million. You're probably thinking, what's the point? I can't win. No, you can with the help of Psychic Ed's.
Oh, Psychic Ed's a real psychic, and the spirits are entering me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm actually, yep, here they go. I'm actually snorting them Corey Norman video style. So in they come, and they're giving away the Powerball numbers today. First number was 14. The second two numbers you need to win $100 million are 22.
22.
And the number 8.
Oh,
and I'm back in the room. What happened? What happened?
You
transcended.
Don't tell him.
I've gone trans.
We're going to buy the tickets with his nut, and then we'll win the money, and then we'll get out of here, Grant. You and me.
Oh, yeah.
He'll never know, because he doesn't even know what he's doing when he's in his psychic state.
God. That was big.
Welcome back to the room, Ed.
Wow. Look, it's great to be here.
Where do they exactly enter you?
Who?
The spirits.
The psychic spirits.
Oh, sorry, the spirits? Ah, they're might. The servicemen's entrance. All right, let's move on to something else. All righty, this Gillette ad It's not a short film, as I saw it called today. It's an ad. Has been doing the rounds for a couple of days now. And they, Gillette are saying, and good luck to them, that I've used Gillette razors. They do a great job. You know, let's just get that out of the way. They're saying that they're taking on toxic masculinity and they're trying to start a movement and they're this and they're that and they're holier than thou. And let's hear a little bit of the ad.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Okay. It's a minute and a half long. Lots of orchestral music in the background. What did you guys think of this one when you've seen it in the last couple of days?
Look, when I watched it, I didn't like the idea of it, and then I kind of enjoyed the ad because I kind of like what it's trying to do. Like, boys growing up, I don't reckon have enough role models, right? There was never enough dudes around in my life to kick me in the pants when I made mistakes and told me how I should behave when I was, you know, being a dick.
Yep.
However, the role that a TV ad plays, that role is ridiculous, considering they made their trade and made money. They're the worst offenders. They're the stereotypers. They have no racial balance, and they are the worst sexism offenders of all time.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to watch for that reason. It feels disingenuous, but I completely agree with the message behind it. Obviously, the message is correct, but you're selling. At the end of the day, all they care about is selling a product, and that hurts.
Yeah, that's the thing, because what I find so disingenuous about it is they know if they pick a topic where all of people, we all agree, yes, this is a problem, then you can't then be allowed to critique the fact that it is just an ad.
Mm.
That's the thing. That's what they try and do. They try and get themselves into a position where they become above criticism and above the idea that you can then go, well, hang on, this is just an ad. That's the basic idea behind it. And that's what makes me feel so like, you guys cared about this a year ago? How long ago? When did you guys start caring about this? 6 months ago when someone put it on a whiteboard and said we should care about this?
That's what it was. It was a 22-year-old marketing kid that was like, guys, I've got it, who came in and did a presentation and they all just got dollar signs in their eyes.
Yeah, guys, the big thing now is to care about things. What?
Yeah
it's like a fad. It's a fad.
So it's taking the moral high ground. It's just, that's laughable.
But you know what?
I thought,
hang on a second.
Here we go.
Maybe they're right. Maybe all you need is a really serious voice and orchestral music, and you can make any product sound like it's really, really worthy. And so, guys, just all gather around, because I think this next ad is really going to make us think.
Clint's Crazy Bargains is having a closing down sale. TVs at prices that'll make you realise I've gone completely bonkers.
Now, while we're all letting the message of Clint's Crazy Bargains settle in and think about ourselves, it was about mental health, that ad. Can we now move on to a cause that's very dear? Very dear.
Call Lubemobile on 13 13 32. That's Lubemobile on 13 13 32. 13 13 32.
Let's all just reflect on our behaviour.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
All over your social feeds at the moment, we're seeing the 10-year challenge. It's opportunities for people to post photos of themselves 10 years ago, and today it's pretty much an opportunity for people to just show off about how hot they are. But earlier in the show, we had the opportunity to discuss what we were all up to 10 years ago. And really was amazing to hear from our own Grant Daniel, who was having a pretty different experience to most people back then.
I remembered it was pretty much the worst situation of my life. I'd just been in a monster truck crash where I'd broken my back. I'd blown my back open and I shattered a vertebra into 11 pieces.
That's not fun.
Fairly horrible experience. And I spent sort of the next 4 months lying flat on my back in hospital trying to recover, because a lot of the shards were very close to the spinal cord, and we elected not to operate. So there was a better chance of 100% recovery if we didn't operate. However, if I had have moved, if I had have flinched, if I had have just slightly jolted my body, one of those shards could have penetrated the spinal cord and that could have been game over.
So you were still for 4 months?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I did an interview with Matthew White on Today Tonight, and this is how it went.
I had a moment in the hospital where I'd actually had a reaction to some very strong painkillers and blacked out for a while, and came back, woke up, and thought that everything to that point had been a dream. And I was actually paralysed. I had no control over my arms or my legs, and I could only move my eyes. And I turned to my girlfriend, Cheryl, and I didn't think I was going to walk again.
How was it like for you to hear that? I mean, for us to hear that, I never remember seeing that interview. It's confronting. What's it like to hear yourself hear that?
I'm not a dude who tends to look backwards very much. I tend to look forward as to what the next challenge, what the next goal, what the next victory is, what the next bit of fun I'm going to find is. To look back is actually, it's pretty horrific. Mm-hmm. The one thing that nobody ever tells you when you do an injury and the hospital never leaves you, never lets you go, telling you is that the medication is often worse than the actual injury itself. And the things that it can do to your head are so profound.
How long were you
so
on
horrific.
Medication for?
3 months.
And in that you called her your girlfriend Cheryl, she's now your wife Shezzy.
Yeah,
that must have drawn you so much closer together during.
We'd only just started dating, so we were just fresh in this relationship, and unfortunately, then she was subjected to being my carer for the next 3 months. You know, I ended up having after that incident that happened in the hospital. You know, my surgeon elected to get me out of there and said you can rehabilitate at home, and then we had a hospital bed at home and we just did it there. But like the medication is so bad. I'd hallucinate where you couldn't tell the difference between your dreams and reality. So the moment you close your eyes, you go into your worst, most horrific fears. Ugh. And when you wake up, you don't know the difference between that being real or not. So I could barely walk. I would wake up from a horrific dream and I would go and try and find my wife thinking there was a home invasion and thinking that she was being sexually attacked.
Jesus.
So although I couldn't walk, I would crawl along the floor to try and fight off attackers that just weren't there. And she would be sitting on a computer.
How do you get out of that hell? How long did that actually take you to feel like you were a normal human being again?
Quite a long time. You know, Shezzy was profound in getting me off the medication, and we did it cold turkey and we did it hard, and that's an ugly process, and that can do a lot of damage to a relationship because you tend to say things that you do not mean and you have no control over because of the roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
But we got there, but it wasn't easy, mate.
You definitely did get there, Grant. You two are one of the strongest couples I know. I'm always telling people that you two are just such an incredible team. And we have got your beautiful wife on the phone now, Shezzy. Welcome to the show, love.
Hello.
Oh, Shez, you sound a little bit emotional hearing Grant tell those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot about that interview until I heard it this morning. So, yeah, I remember how difficult it was to get Grant to actually sit upright for that interview.
Wow.
Couldn't even have to pause. Shez, Grant told us that you guys actually hadn't been together all that long when the accident took place.
No. That was a real... It was a real test.
What was
and
it?
Nobody really knew that we were together either. Mm. So that was really awkward. And that was the first time that I met his family as well. We were just kind of thrown into this really weird situation.
So the first time you met Grant's family was in hospital or around?
Yeah, I had to call them. So it's such a long story and I don't even know how to make it concise for radio. So pull me up, you know, wherever.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Appreciate that.
I just had this really bad feeling, and so I kept calling Grant's phone, and he didn't answer. And then somebody did answer, and they said to me, "Look, it's pretty bad. We're not quite sure if he'll ever walk, but we're rushing him to the nearest hospital, and we'll let you know." And I had absolutely no idea what had happened, and so I put the radio on, and the next minute, the radio was running stories saying that Grant Denier had had an accident at Wollongong Showground, and that he was facing possible paralysation and that he couldn't walk and that they were taking him to hospital, but I didn't know what hospital. And he had the car. I didn't have a car, and he also had my purse. And I basically was trapped just listening to the news. So I had to call his parents to let them know, and that was really difficult because I also had to kind of introduce myself.
Hello, I'm Grant's girlfriend, and
yes.
I've got something to tell you. Wow.
Yeah. So that, you know, that was hard. That was the start of it. But, you know.
They say that the strongest relationships happen through trauma and through those times when you're not sure how you're ever going to get out of it. And maybe when you feel like you might lose someone. Do you reckon this plays a big part as to why you guys are such a formidable union now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody will ever really understand the emotions or the feelings that went on in that. Like Grant says, you know, Grant said that he had to lay still and then he was on medication for 3 months. But his perception of time is also quite altered because he can't remember a lot of that period. And I had to receive, you know, quite extensive counselling afterwards because he honestly believed he would never walk again. And we had no real outside help.
Yeah.
And when we brought him home from hospital, you know, I'm not a nurse. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just following the advice. And, you know, some of the things that we went through, you know, would test any relationship.
Of course.
So I feel if we've been through that and seeing him go through that and also the real highs and the real lows, you know, he's a very private person and I had to, he was laying flat. So I had to, you know, use the bedpan for him throughout the day. And, you know, even to when we took him off the medication cold turkey because he wanted to race so badly. And the things that he did and the things that I saw, you know, were really horrific. And
why did you stay? Why did you stay? What made you? I just want to ask this, Grant. When you were in a new relationship with someone and this happened and you weren't, you know, people didn't even know that you were together, what made you go, nah, I'm going to put my shoulder to the wheel here and I'm going to do this?
A number of things. Well, I guess what a lot of people don't know, first of all, I knew that I loved him, but what most people don't know is that 4 weeks before Grant broke his back, I was also in an incident in a monster truck event and I lost all my hair. I was burnt badly. And Grant had to help me put my clothes on because I really damaged my hip. So for 3 weeks leading up to this particular incident, he became my carer. And most people don't know that, but it was almost like that was meant to, you know, to happen so that I just jumped straight into the role.
Isn't it funny? We never know what the universe is conspiring. We never know what's around the corner. We just never know.
Can I just say, darling, I know that time, particularly coming off the medication, I said things that I had no control over and I'm still humiliated and so mortified that I said them, you know, in those times of weaning myself off that medication, and I'm so forever sorry for it. But can I just say I would never have made it through, darling, without you and the wonderful dedication and love that you gave me through that period. And thank God you're in my life because I love you so much.
Thank you.
Baby number 3's on the way today, I reckon. Hey. Baby number 3 is on its way. It's on its way.
Shezzy, thank you so much for calling us.
You're a joy, Shezzy. You're a bloody joy, Shezzy Daniel.
There's something really important we need to do because, I mean, the Powerball's worth 100 mil tonight and...
Psychic Powerball, man. Ed.
Yep, psychic
Ed. We need 4 more numbers and a supplementary, thanks, Star.
Okay. Polish up those crystal balls and let us know what we're in for.
Okay, the third eye is open, and the spirits are telling me, the spirit of the dead, Family Feud, is telling me 21-3-19, and the Powerball tonight is going to be 15.
15, writing it.
So that guarantees someone naturally $100 million tonight in Powerball.
Yep.
Amazing.
Scoop up.
Hey, I feel lucky.
Thank you,
Ed the Mystical. All right. It's going to be a hot one too today, so take care, look after yourselves, and remember, if you've got someone vulnerable in the family, maybe it's Nan, make sure you check on them, or the neighbour, be kind to one another. Maybe go and hose Nan down today. It's going to be hot. Keep your pets. Make sure your pets have got water too.
Love you. Bye.
The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from Ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with full band, All Saints and A-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgen, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.